Judah's repentance versus Peter's repentance. Matthew 27:3. Then Judas, which had betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood, and said, What is that to us? And they said, What is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself. There is a dangerous type of repentance that we all must beware of. I call it Judas repentance. It is not a repentance that is born out of godly sorrow. When he saw that he was condemned, when he saw that by his actions Christ was condemned to die, he repented himself to himself. He had sorrow and knew what he did was wrong, that he had betrayed the innocent blood. He knew he was guilty, but he only had the sorrow of this world. And beware of the sorrow of this world. The Bible warns us about the sorrow of this world. It worketh death. Many are the sorrows. Many are sorry for their actions because of the outcomes of their actions and the trouble they caused, but not enough to go to the Lord for forgiveness. No, they have the sorrow of this world, and it works death. Many a man has sorrowed unto his own death. They are very sorry, like Herod was, to take John's head, but it did not change his actions. He still went through with it. There is a pride in that sorrow that keeps them from going to the Lord. It is not a godly sorrow that works repentance not to be repented of. It is not like Peter's repentance. But Judas, he repented, but not with a gospel repentance. Peter, who had denied the Lord, went out and wept bitterly. But note that when Peter, when his Lord called, he came. When God went looking for Peter and said, Where art thou, Peter? Peter responded. Peter knew he was wrong. God was merciful to him, and his sorrow was not to himself, for Christ looked over at Peter, and Peter wept bitterly. He wept not only from being caught, but because he loved Christ, and his own depravity and fear and heady behavior caused his fall. But Judas did not weep to Christ. His sorrow did not lead him to Christ, but led him to the law. He went to the Pharisees and the murderers of Christ and wanted to obtain some sort of appeasement for his wounded conscience. But he did not go to Christ, but to the law. Oh, there is no forgiveness in the law. If you weep to the law, it can do nothing for you. If you stand in the law, it was to say that was Judas. That's what he did. Judas said, I have sinned and betrayed the innocent blood. The law responded to him, What is that to us? See thou to that. Like Esau's sorrow unto himself, though he sought it with many tears, it will work death. O you that have sorrow, let it not be to yourselves. Let it not be to the law, but run to Christ. He is the only one that is touched with the feeling of your infirmities, for he was in all points tempted like as you are, yet without sin. O run to Christ. See thou to him. He will save you. Let your sorrow be that of godly sorrow. And if you can only sorrow to yourself, then pray for godly sorrow, that it would drive you to mercy and to Christ. Judas had not godly sorrow. It worked no repentance. His record of repentance is in the Bible that it might show that Christ was innocent of all the charges against him, and that Judas, the one who betrayed him, knew it. And those that falsely accused him knew the truth. That's why they did not want the money in the treasury. Many a man has had that sorrow over sins that led to his death. Oh, in Christ's name, please, take it to the Lord. Do thyself no harm, but go to Jesus, and he is ever merciful. Pray that the Lord give you godly sorrow. If you ask him for it, he will not deny you. It is his will that men are saved. If he leads you to ask, he will answer it.